Superstition is part of the daily chit-chat of Indonesians, even in the metropolis of Jakarta. Every Thursday night, local television stations fill their airwaves with tales of horror. From movies to supernatural game shows, ghost stories simply fascinate the people of Indonesia. And they should, because many ghosts are among the people of Indonesia. I'm Rishi Sheth, and this is Legend. Wars, suffering, and bloodshed fill the world's history. That's why many of the world's older buildings have tragic histories that still mark them today. Lawang Sewu saw some of the most devastating events in Indonesian history. So, there's no surprise that people think the site is the most haunted building in the country. The name itself means a thousand doors, and it's up to each visitor to decide where some of these doors might lead to. If you like architecture, history, and spooky places, make sure you stop by. The House of a Thousand Doors will welcome you. Lawang Sewu is a landmark building located in Semarang, the capital city of Central Java. The name of this building translates to a thousand doors in the local Javanese language. This takes on a slightly creepier undertones when you consider the building's dark history. However, the name originally referred to the actual structure of the building. It doesn't have a thousand doors, but there are so many large windows that locals assumed it did, giving the site its name. From the outside, Lawang Sewu looks like any other colonial-era building. It includes several buildings with two towers on the main building. There are also a tunnel that connected the main building to the harbor and the governor's mansion. In front of the building, there's a monument that's dedicated to a conflict that extended from 1945 to 1949, after World War II. The local people fought against the Dutch, who wanted to bring Indonesia back under their control. The locals have painstakingly restored Lawang Sewu and turned it into an eye-catching part of Semarang's night cityscape. It is also a popular tourist attraction for people who enjoy architecture or history, and it draws in people trying to get ghost photos as well. Lawang Sewu's construction began in 1904 with the main building, which was completed in 1907. The workers finished the rest of the buildings in 1919. The architects designed Lawang Sewu to incorporate classical features with new technology. The result was a style somewhere between traditionalist and modernist. It was originally used by the first railway company in the Dutch East Indies, the Nederlandsch Indische Spoorweg Maatschappij. It is not until the Second World War that the buildings took on a darker twist. The Japanese invaded Indonesia in 1942 and took over the Lawang Sewu buildings. They then turned the basement of one of the buildings into a prison, where they performed executions. People lived and died terribly in the halls of Lawang Sewu during the Second World War, so it's not surprising that the locals now believe that the building is haunted. Many of the ghosts that the people have seen there are connected with this conflict, but even after the war ended, there was no peace for Lawang Sewu. It became a pivotal site in the Indonesian fight for independence from Japanese forces. Indonesia declared its independence on October 14, 1945. Shortly afterward, the building bore witness to the five-day Battle of Semarang. During this fight, Indonesian and Dutch forces retook Semarang. As they used the tunnel leading into the main building of Lawang Sewu to sneak in to the city. The battle was devastating for both sides. It was eventually won by the Indonesian forces, giving them control of the city. The Japanese forces surrendered and Indonesian forces attempted to seize their weapons. However, the garrison at Semarang refused to hand them over. This sparked the fighting in the streets as well as a massacre of Japanese civilians. The total death count from this battle is a point of contention. Some sources claim that thousands died and others say that only a few hundred were killed. Whatever the truth, Lawang Sewu saw more bloodshed and pain than any other building in Indonesia. And this just added to the legends about the site. After the war, the Indonesian army took over the Lawang Sewu complex and returned it to the National Railroad Company. And in 1992, the government declared it a cultural property of Indonesia. Unfortunately, this didn't make a lot of difference. The Indonesian government and locals neglected the building over the years that followed. By 2009, it was a sadly dilapidated mess. People who entered the building found it dark, blackened by neglect and pollution, and home to mice and rats. It was during this stage that the site began to get the reputation of being haunted. This is partly due to the Kawajin or Javanese spiritualism, which emphasizes the impact of violent deaths or spices. Wanting to prove their courage, men would sneak into the building at night. They'd even try to spend the night there. They also told stories of their experiences and of the ghosts they saw. Soon after, the Indonesian government decided to make Lawang Sewu a tourist attraction and started renovations. In 2011, First Lady Ani Yudhoyono inaugurated the site and opened one of the buildings for tours. The government also tried to erase the spooky image the building had built up over the years. This hasn't been very effective. Ghost tours are one of the most popular attractions among tourists, and tourists rush to sign up when the basement, the site of many executions during World War II, opens for night tours. Despite the efforts to clean up Lawang Sewu's image, stories of hauntings and ghost photos began to do the rounds. Visitors to the building often report seeing headless spirits wander the corridors and grounds. A vampiric ghost who was also said to haunt the basement where the executions were performed. This doesn't stop people from flocking there when it opens for night tours. But even more spooky is a Dutch woman's ghost who is often seen at the site. She is believed to have committed suicide there many years ago, and she was even captured on film during a TV show. Her ghost is one of the more common spooky sights in Lawang Sewu, and the sight of her will raise the hair on the back of your neck. For the surrounding community, Mount Salak is famous for being very haunted by many strange, unreasonable events experienced by residents when entering the Mount Salak area. No exception to the climbers who saw the appearance of strange creatures or strange events that they did not expect sometimes. Climbers also are easily lost and disappeared, did not know the jungle. Not only that, this mountain is famous for the rise of accidents involving land transportation and air transportation. Most of the causes of the accident are still mysterious. That said, this phenomenon is connected by the activeness of supernatural beings in this region. They believe that many spirits guarding Mount Salak is looking for sacrifices to make the souls of the victims one of the invisible kingdoms. Because it's famous for its mystical scent, around the mountain slopes it is often seen that people are conducting rituals, both rituals that are positive and negative. They ask for the help or guidance to spirits to launch all matters of life, such as dating, career, financial, and longevity. The most phenomenal ritual in this place is a ritual of marrying a genie initiated by the caretaker of Mount Salak named Abba Anom Jaya. This ritual is often followed by people who are oppressed and have a low economic level. By polygamy with genies, they hope that their lives will be more prosperous and boost their business or other things. Not just anyone can marry a genie. The main requirement is that the person must have a job or business, because according to Abba Jin, they cannot bring the money immediately, but through an intermediary. The time and place of the ritual are not arbitrary, but the ritual must follow certain days in the Javanese calendar, namely Wednesday Pon, Thursday Wage, until Friday Kilowan. Applicants must also bring offerings in the form of flowers, perfume, green coconut, and grilled chicken. Up to now, 130 people have been married mysteriously by Abba, and all have married. Mount Salak is also known for the many sacred temples scattered in hundreds of points. The place is commonly used for meditating for kings and their followers, such as the cemetery from King Pakuan Padmajaran, Prabhu Sri Baduga Maharaja, who reached 91 points, as well as other recitations of Hindu hermits who purify themselves on Mount Salak. 40 old tombs are hundreds of years old, said to have come from the Hindu religious stakeholders who died. Therefore, anyone who passes it must maintain courtesy so there is no disaster. Also, the most famous myth in Mount Salak is the Maba Salak tomb on the top of Salak the First. On the greenstone inscribed with Raden K.H. Mo Hassan bin R.K.H. Baduin Braja Kusma. You get the point, okay? These names are very, very long. So, I mispronounced a lot of things, so forgive me for this. If any Indonesians or anyone who knows this is listening. According to residents around him, he is the descendant of the guardian of... I'm not saying that. His first name is Sheikh Sunan. Okay. Son of Sri... something, which I'm not going to say. It is estimated that the tomb existed since 1930. Mo Hassan is believed to have been the most influential cleric who succeeded in spreading Islam in West Java. This tomb is considered sacred, as mystical as Maba Priok's tomb at Tunjung Priok and other great scholars. It was so mystical that no one dared to touch or damage the tomb of Maba Salak. But all of this was reversed with the incident on May 10, 2012. Maba Salak's tomb was destroyed by a group of people. The incident occurred when a SAR team evacuating the wreckage of a Sukhoi Superjet 100 plane, which crashed on May 9, 2012. At the time, the Puma helicopter carrying supplies from the SAR team came and dropped some logistics to the gathering site of the SAR team, precisely at the top of Salak the First. Initially, everything went smoothly, but when the helicopter threw dozens of coconuts, it turned out that many coconuts hit Maba Salak's grave. Many ceramics were broken. The structure of the tomb became shapeless. This makes the evacuation team in the area feel some mystical auras. Not long after, a strange incident ensued. At night, the temperatures at the peak immediately turned very cold. Heavy rains flushed into the evacuation area, which could hamper the evacuation process. Whether it's a coincidence or because of the damage to the tomb, everything happened. Still related to the mysticism, Mount Salak is famous for the phenomenon of airplane accidents that are rife in both slopes and peaks. Without a definite cause, the planes that crossed Mount Salak lost control and fell to pieces. And if you go there, the locals say your spirit might do the same. I hope you enjoyed this episode of Legend. There is a new episode every Monday, so stay tuned for that. And as always, thanks for listening.